in a sense, it didn't shape his life until the point where the story became public, and he was much older then, and he began to meet some of these children who were now in their 50s and 60s, and some of them became very close friends. So it shaped his life in that he developed a new social group of people from all over the world, and he was very interested in people and people's lives. So it was very interesting for him to meet a whole group of new people who had had interesting lives, and he could talk to them about their lives and what they were doing currently. And also, of course, he began to be recognised, so he was given awards. Some of that he found difficult. Perhaps he felt he was being given too many accolades for what he felt he'd done, when there were other people who had done wonderful things too, sadly no longer alive. So mixed feelings about that.
And talk a bit about that relationship that he had with the children.
Well, many of the children had not understood how they had come to escape the fate that their parents and maybe even siblings had had. So they had spent 50 years not really understanding how they had come to be rescued. So for them it was quite important to hear how they had come to be on his Czech Kinder transport. So many came to meet him with those kinds of questions. But they also wanted to talk to him about the lives they'd had since, the meaningful lives that they had put together out of that tragedy. And some of them who lived nearby or who came to England frequently became quite close friends. And some of them said that because they'd lost their parents, he became a kind of surrogate father for them, and he was happy to take on that role for them.
I imagine for the children, reconnecting with him was therapeutic in the sense. Was that also reciprocal for him? Was there a healing component in those relationships?
Well, I don't think I would have got an answer to that question out of my father. The only kind of dark part of that piece of his work was the final train that never left. And of course, he was devastated when that happened, because it would have been the biggest transport he'd organised, and he was pretty sure that most of those children would not have survived. And I think that became clear when he did meet the children, that very few who didn't get out on that last train survived the war.
How does his legacy now live on?
His view was that just repeating the story didn't get anybody anywhere. He was very much interested in current events in the world, what was going to happen next in the world, how we were going to deal with all the big problems of the world. So that my brother and I and our family feel that the legacy that we can now take forward is to remind people that they are not helpless in the world, that they can be active and go forward, and if they feel passionate about something, they can have a go. After all, my father didn't know that his enterprise was going to be successful. He had the impulse to do it. He had some skills. He got some volunteers with him, and they had a go. And 50 years later, he discovered that what he had done had been very successful. And that's what he was interested in, that people should go out and get stuck into things that they believed were important. And that's what we feel his legacy is, and that's how we hope to use his story into the future.